"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
A binge-worthy show about Jesus? The Chosen Season 3 is here. Come and see what the buzz is about. The Chosen explores the imperfect and messy relationships of real humans following Jesus. All Season 3 episodes are available now. Stream every episode for free. Plus, watch exclusive content like The After Show, only in the new Chosen app. Download The Chosen app on mobile and TV streaming devices. Visit BingeJesus.com to learn more.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, well, welcome. Come on in, join us. What a show today. There's too much, I think. We may have to go additional hours. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, we have to. Yes, we're going to go all night. We do have a lot of good stuff today.
You see, there's some nun nuts in Sacramento that wants to shorten the work week to 32 hours for larger companies, and then you get paid overtime after 32 hours.
Yeah, it would be the same pay for 32 hours as 40 hours.
Right. You're paying 8 hours of like time and a half or double time.
Did you notice what legislator proposed that? The crotch grabber, Christina Garcia.
Christina Garcia, that's
right. The woman who supposedly got drunk at a softball game and started grabbing at some staffers.
A lot of her stuff usually goes nowhere, so.
She's crazy. Even they know she's crazy. The other legislators.
She had an idea. I think it was last year. We never got to it. It was another bill. I don't know where it is now in the pipeline. To take all the public golf courses in California away and turn them into housing. How do you come up with this stuff?
Yeah, right. You know what? That's great. I mean, that is classic. It's like, okay, let's reward people who don't go to work, get whacked out on drugs, who won't take their crazy pills, and let's take golf away from people who are normal.
Yeah, I guess she thought, it's an elitist sport anyway. People that like my woke politics don't play golf.
The public courses, that's the everyday man plays there.
Yes. However, even among the everyday man, there's a pecking order.
Well, yeah, but I
don't think the poorer people in the inner neighborhoods play much golf at the public courses.
We should, look, we can't, do we have to?
You should. You could be the next Tiger.
Why do we have to worry about the poor people with everything?
Oh, there's a crowd that always does.
I know.
All they
but
do.
The rest of us say, you know what? You're in the freest country in the world. You can go work and you can climb your way out. All right. Yeah. But you're not going to take away the golf course, the public golf course. No, sorry. The people who golf, it's not their fault that you don't have any money.
You know, we don't need it. It's for elites.
I'm so sick of this because as long as there's an 11 million jobs open, I don't want to hear about it.
We do care about the poor people today, though, John. We care about everybody.
I speak for yourself. I do not care about everybody.
Well, you didn't let me finish. We're giving away a $100 gas card in the 5 o'clock hour. So doesn't that mean we're trying to be benevolent?
Yes, we are trying to do good work.
All right. That's all.
But I don't care if a rich guy wins it. Anybody can win.
No, you're right. I think whoever, and I haven't determined how we're going to do this yet.
that would be.
How about the 1 millionth caller, something like that?
Or like calling
Ray there all night answering the phone.
Call in and prove you're rich, and we'll give you $100 gas card.
I would be thumbing your nose at the woke people.
I've time to time all weekend coming up with really, really obnoxious ideas for the gas card. But
did?
I'm going to keep them all myself.
Oh, none of them we can use.
No, right? None of them we can
use. That's what I thought. How much you're worth to the show that's actually on the air. That show that's off the air and that evil channel, that's booked with John Ideas. But the show we actually do, that people hear.
Exceptionally rude ideas.
Deborah Mark, you got any ideas?
No, not today.
No.
No.
Oh, you sound down. You okay?
I'm tired.
Oh, what happened?
Nothing really. I'm waiting for my green tea to kick in so I have a little more energy. You know,
did you have a crazy weekend with the pets?
No, it was pretty chill. It was pretty mellow.
She lost a night's sleep a while back because her dog had diarrhea.
I haven't made up for that night yet.
The whole night.
Yeah, every night. Every
night. You want to know, in all the years that we have done this show together, you're the only person that sat in the news booth that he knows all this personal crap about.
Should I feel special?
No previous newscaster did he know this much about.
Wow.
Because I've noticed he'll chime in before you do with a story about you. For instance, the diarrhea dog.
I want to leak the stuff she probably doesn't want to talk about.
Speaking of leaking.
Oh, yeah, that's gross.
No. All right. Well,
he said that you were that I was the only person you ever brought French fries to. So I'm feeling very special today.
That is true, too. He would never bring anything for anybody.
Nobody asked.
I could ever think of.
If you had asked me for French fries, I would have brought you some. Maybe.
And that's going to be in my book. I'm not writing a book.
But Ken, you brought me fries too. Brought me fries as well.
Oh, look at that.
And that's the slogan I would use to describe John Cobalt in one sentence when it comes to these types of things.
Right.
He would do anything for you, but you have to ask.
Oh, all right. That's fair.
It is fair, but, you know, most people who want to do an act of kindness, they don't go around asking, do you want my act of kindness? Or do you need anything? They just, you know, it's a gesture that they come up with.
No, but the first part, I'll do anything.
Mm. See, yeah, I may have to.
That's a wider net than...
anything?
I may have to narrow that. Well, anything, I mean, sure. In terms of a favor or a kindness, something like that.
Okay.
But you have to ask him.
Or you want to do some kind of weird trick.
He doesn't pick up on any cues. He doesn't pick up on...
No, you have to be clear what you want. I don't spend any time trying to figure things out. Hmm. You got a message, just say the message clearly.
But it's human nature that people are kind of, you know, afraid to ask for.
Well, then they lose.
Like, for instance, I happen to know that Ray would like $100,000 from you, but he just can't.
Well, I would too, Ken, now that you mention
well,
it.
Well, you have to ask.
But he just feels, you know, too humble to ask. Too.
Now, winners are aggressive. that's the rule of life.
That is the rule of life. All right, what we got for you first today is something that we told you was going to happen because money buys happiness. Rick Caruso is tied in this newest El Segundo Times poll, a Berkeley IGS poll for the Times. It was conducted in the race for mayor. It's a pretty recent poll, so whether or not we can trust it, who the hell knows? Because 40%, by the way, in this poll are still undecided. But, you know, 60% of the people surveyed did pick somebody. And he's moved from single digits in the last dumb poll because he had barely entered the race to 24%, with Karen Bass right there at 23%. The rest of them are irrelevant.
Yeah, it looks like everybody else is history.
Kevin DeLeon wasn't there a blip poll that Kevin DeLeon close to Bass or something? One blip poll came out.
Yeah.
He's now at 6%.
The polls before Caruso announced were worthless. But now that everybody has been running for a few weeks.
Yeah. Now you can't miss his commercials.
They're
worth a lot. They really are. I mean, there's a lot of people that just, you know, sit in front of the TV all day.
Well,
they don't really follow politics, but they see the commercial and then, I don't know how they do this now, the phone rings or you get an email and they're asking you, oh, I just saw that Caruso guy. Sure, I'll pick him.
Yeah. Well, all you have to know is, oh, he built the Grove. And everybody likes the Grove. And everybody's been to the
Who
Grove.
Who doesn't like the Grove?
So, you know, that's a great shorthand, though. Because otherwise, you know, you're some councilman or your former assemblyman, and nobody knows who the hell you are, right? But yeah. It's like, oh, the Grove? I know the Grove. Yeah, I've been there. Oh, yeah, every Christmas I do my shopping there. Boom. Oh, really? He built that? Wow, that's a nice place. It's really clean.
That was, you're right. In a way, that was groundbreaking because I remember hearing a buzz about it before I even went there. I mean, it's been open a long time now, but wasn't it started in the 90s, maybe?
About 20 years ago or so. Maybe, yeah, maybe 2000, just, 2001,
I heard
around there.
People said it was modern. It kind of felt high-end and clean. You're right. And then I've been to Americana at Brand. That's very nice, too. That's more recent for people, you know, more up in the valley. But you're right. I think that is a great way to kind of sum it up. That's his, not right. his only business interest, don't, but his main business interest.
Don't you want to at least listen to the guy who put together one of the nicest and a very large public shopping mall together, a right. pleasant place? Don't you want to at least take 5 minutes and hear what he has to say as opposed to some bowel movement who's been bouncing around in the political system between here and Sacramento over and over again?
Some bowel. I don't see bowel movement in the poll here.
Oh, yeah. It's
anybody pick bowel movement for mayor?
It's Kevin DeLeon.
Yeah, he is.
He's the big BM.
We told you he and that dope Mike Fuhrer need to drop out.
Mike
Fuhrer is like at single digits, way underwater, as they say. All right, when we return, we'll go into this in more detail because when it came to what people were concerned about and then who they would vote for mayor, there were some differences between Caruso and Bass worth talking about coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we're taking a look at this El Segundo Times sponsored a poll from the UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies. And it is about the LA mayor's race. A couple of things worth noting. They did do it online in English and Spanish, so I guess they're not calling people anymore. And they did talk to a couple of thousand people, but determined about 1,300 of them were likely voters in the June primary, because a lot of people, it said, based on their voting record and their interest, probably aren't worth bothering to keep in an actual poll you're going to publish because they're not likely to vote. Anyway, one thing that was disturbing, likely voters divided almost evenly between approval and disapproval for Garcetti. Oh, get out of here. 48% approval, 46% disapproval. Garcetti? He shouldn't have anything left. A spent condom, as John calls them.
I looked at a breakout of that.
Oh yeah.
Now let me see if I could. Well, just don't carry on. I'll find it. Right. But it makes you. But you see, that's a big chunk of the city, and that's a city like I'm not in contact with. I don't know who looks at Garcetti.
Well, I think we do. Because we got the map of support for the candidates, because it says that those who approve of Garcetti mostly backed Bass, and those who did not approve of Garcetti mostly backed Caruso. And then if you scroll down in the story, you eventually see the geographic breakout. The only thing that surprised me in this map, so Caruso's doing the best in the San Fernando Valley, which is about 41% of the vote, 28-15 in this poll.
Very high percentage of people who live in the Valley actually vote. Other districts, they may have a lot of people, but the voter turnout is lower proportionally.
Now, he also led marginally, but it's worth noting, in central LA with 20% of the voters, 27-23 over Bass. That has a lot of Black and Latino populations. Your side, West Side, where there's 14% of the voters, who's Bass easily, 30% to 22 for Caruso. He's not out of it there, but that's one of his lower polling places. And she also did well in South LA in the harbor. Isn't that where her congressional district is or something? Or I don't know.
Yeah.
38 to 16.
She's got a lot of Black voters, and that's her base.
Right. And it's a lot of people, understandably, like to see a Black mayor. Sometimes that's just all that people want.
How about a good mayor?
Identity politics, right.
How about somebody who's going to stop the crime and clean up the homelessness? How about we forget people's color of skin and actually look at what they can do?
What stood out in this poll on those topics was a definite lead, and probably the margin that he might have, and this would be Caruso, in issues driving the race. Crime and public safety was picked by 42% of Caruso likely voters versus only 10% for Karen Bass. Homelessness was somewhat closer, 29-24. It didn't take long, just a not even a third of the way into this story in the El Segundo Times by one of our favorite reporters, Benjamin Oreskes, to take his shot at Caruso.
Yeah.
Because he said, he has that line where Caruso said at a recent debate, this is some of the worst crime in LA history. And the next paragraph was, that's not true. And he has a reference to another story they did.
Yeah, because they keep going back to the early 1990s.
Yes.
However, for much of Los Angeles wasn't around or wasn't of adult age in the early 1990s. Yeah. So in their lifetime, it's the worst in history. I mean, why don't we talk about the crime rates in the 1930s? That might have been a pretty bad time. I don't understand this. It is bad. It is bad by itself.
It is, and you know,
you don't have to compare it to anything. But if you compare it to the period, that you know, the 10 years previous or the 20 years previous, it's really, really bad.
Oh, and they're still using numbers from 2019 and 2020. I'll tell you, we know what LAPD's Chief Michael Moore said just a couple of weeks ago. Robberies were terrible the last couple of months. I think when we start to see a longer and broader statistical picture that gets us into 2022, you're going to see that these are bad crime rates. They're not like the 1990s. So technically, they were right. It's not the worst crime in LA history because those 1990 numbers were off the charts for the homicides.
But it's the worst crime in many people's history. And nobody remembers the 1990s in great detail when it comes to crime statistics. That was the crack cocaine epidemic.
But let's point out again what
it's a stupid circular argument.
What that led to was tougher sentencing laws, like three strikes. That brought the crime down. We're going to have to repeat that every day because as long as we have George Gascon around, we have to keep pounding that into people's heads. That was a big difference maker. Further on in the story, there's some... how would I put it? Nobody's sure why Caruso is scoring with Latino voters. He's actually doing pretty well.
You know why?
Kevin DeLeon is the Latino candidate. The poll found 60% said they didn't know.
How about Latinos are looking at what people do and not going by ethnicity or color of skin? Maybe that's a hang-up of white liberals, like the ones that are on the LA Times editorial board. Mostly it is in this country. The racial hang-up is white liberals who have some kind of racial guilt complex going.
Right. But in case you're wondering, he is doing Spanish language television ads, Caruso is.
Yeah, well, I could just tell you from going to the Christmas tree lighting ceremony for many years at the Grove, there are tens of thousands of Hispanic family members who go to the Christmas tree lighting. Huge crowds. Again, they've been to the Grove. They see how nice and pleasant it is. Now they know Caruso is responsible for it if they didn't know before. What does Kevin DeLeon have to show? What did Kevin DeLeon build? What did he accomplish? What's his great accomplishment in life? What pleasure has he brought to people? But when you're in a city that's, you know, 50% Hispanic, and you have the largest shopping mall in the city, the most successful. I think it's the number two attraction to Disneyland for people to go to. Well, then, of course, you're going to get a positive rating from Hispanic voters. They've got to be half the crowd that goes.
Now, Joe Buscaino, the city councilman, is at 1% in this poll, and Mike Fuhrer, the city attorney, who we hope someday gets indicted, is at 2%. What's weird about that is that apparently there's a woman that just entered the race, Gina Viola, who's also at 2%, and she calls for defunding and abolishing LAPD.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Abolishing. I like that one.
And 2% of LA is into that. If you're a single-issue voter, Gina Viola is the woman for you.
Yeah. Well, she just got in the race.
She wants to get rid of the Los Angeles Police Department.
But
no police department. And there's 2% probably gang members. She probably got every gang member voting for her.
But what stands out here is that people that think that crime's a factor are definitely moving towards Rick Caruso for mayor.
Yeah.
That I can see that coming right out of this clearly.
There's also 40% that are undecided. So he's making a really good case for himself on the two most important issues. Now, she's not... She hasn't advertised a single thing on television yet.
She also hasn't moved much from the last poll, which tells you that you know, whatever that 23% she's got there is pretty solid. But, and again, in case you don't know, The primary's in June. If nobody gets 50% plus one vote, no single candidate, the top two meet in November. I think it's pretty clear, as I said last week, it's going to be these two.
Oh, absolutely. Nobody else has a chance because they're too far away. I mean, DeLeon's got 6% and everybody else is 1% or 2%. It's over.
It's over because it's already mid-April.
And there's probably no way for either Bass or Caruso to get over 50%.
That's likely too.
Right? Yeah.
Because so whatever vote is left from those candidates that will disappear for the November vote, they'll probably split it. It could favor Bass a little bit, although Buscaino's supporters would go to Caruso, but the others will probably gravitate towards, as you described it, the longstanding bowel movements.
Well, I mean, De Leon is just—he's never accomplished anything, and he's a buffoon. He's a clown.
This and it's quoted in here because they talked to a bunch of political consultants, but this is pretty clear. People who think L.A. is a cesspool and needs a change and really a kind of a big one want Caruso. People that want to stick with the kind of Garcetti management and the old line,
the people
hack government, how we're going to go with Bass.
They
That's
love
pretty much it.
They like crime and all the disgusting homelessness and all the garbage all over the place.
Yeah, they don't see it as bad as you do.
Who are those people? I know, but it's there. They don't see it. Why don't they see it? Or are they comfortable with it? I mean, we know in San Francisco, people were comfortable with garbage, filth, homelessness, needles, feces for years. And now there's somewhat of a revolt on it. So what is the thing I keep scratching my head with is like, I know what I see. I know it's there. So it's not a debate that it isn't there and it isn't bad. Yes, it is. Why are some people willing to live like that, to live with the filth?
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. All right, KFI giving you the chance to win a $100 gas card. You could win all day. You could win with Handel at 9 a.m., Gary and Shannon at 11 a.m. You could win with us at 5 p.m., and you could win with Conway at 7 p.m. So,
well, it'll be in the 5 p.m. hour. We're not going to do it exactly at 5, so.
Well, aren't we pretty
specific? Yeah, I know. Very good, though. You read that well. You sounded really into it, excited to help people out.
I'm faking it. I don't care.
Gas prices are dropping, though, a bit. Not much, but
I think
they're below $6.
I paid $5.75 at the cheap place.
Friday. You're still searching out your favorite place with the.
Until it gets below $4 a gallon, I am no longer going to any major gas brand.
Right, you're going to the off-brand one.
That's right. I got some gas station. I don't even know what the acronym means. I'd never seen it before. Not even sure it's gas, but the car's running.
Are you paying rubles?
Yeah, it's Igor's. Igor's oil.
Pacific
and lube.
Gas and Electric today. They've been charged with a bunch of felonies for starting wildfires. Don't ask me how, but we've talked about this before. Corporations can be charged with felonies, including murder. These fires, in which they have apparently have agreed to hand over $55 million. This was a settlement with the district attorneys of 6 Northern California counties dealing with two large wildfires that burned, the 2019 Kincaid fire and also last year's Dixie fire. No one died in those fires, but there was plenty of destruction. They have not, however, they still face charges in the 2020 Zog fire. That did kill 4 people and destroyed more than 200 buildings. But they've agreed to hand over $55 million over 5 years in civil penalties and payments. It's going to go to local nonprofits and educational organizations. Doesn't it go to the people whose homes burned?
Yeah, what's with this local nonprofits? Is that another racket?
I don't know what that is.
Is this the
industrial complex?
What is the local nonprofits doing with the money? What's that about? There should be a story there. By the way...
But they will launch a direct claims program for victims of the Dixie fire through which those who lost homes can submit claims.
This is mega racket. They're raising the rates by 22%.
They are.
It's just a big circular money laundering operation. They raise the rates by 22%, and then they give some of the money to the people whose homes they burned down, and then it gets fuddled through politically connected... nonprofits. I am officially suspicious of every single nonprofit that exists in America. All of them. All of them. Every one of them. I'm suspicious.
I guess your family's not giving to charity anymore.
I don't. I, you know, I, I, told my wife, go do what you want, but a lot of these places are crooked.
The Sonoma County DA, Jill Ravitch, put out a statement thinking that this is probably more than we would have gotten in a trial. That did probably greater than what we could have achieved against a corporation in a criminal court. They've also agreed to hire 160 to 200 employees in these counties, Butte, Lassen, Plumas, Shasta, Sonoma, and Tahoma, to bolster safety work.
You know, the executives should have to pay huge amounts of money, though, out of their personal accounts. Because if it's just corporate money, what do they care? They're getting a new flow coming in with this new rate increase. So what does it matter? You're just moving money around. It doesn't hurt these executives at all. And they're the ones who are neglectful and destructive. But there's
funny
no personal responsibility.
Because just the other day, the Bay Area News Group had a headline story that Pacific Gas and Electric's top boss, I like this word, harvests total exec pay that tops $50 million.
Yeah, I looked her up.
Chief Executive Officer Patricia Poppe.
Yeah, I looked her up. And these executives ought to be treated like criminals. I mean, do you know of any person outside of the Putin and the Russian army that has destroyed more land and killed more people than what Pacific Gas and Electric has done over the last 5 years? Who's killed more people? It's been PG&E. Who's destroyed more land? PG&E. And a woman running PG&E's got a
compensation.
PG&E's got a woman running. It's going to make $50 million.
Yeah, the average salary for chief executive officers of companies that make up the S&P 500 index was $15 million in 2020.
Yeah.
But this woman in total pay has taken home $55 million. Now, she has not been there. Let me see how long. She's not been there that long. Remember, they changed CEOs a couple of times.
They cleared them out, I think, after the Paradise Fire.
The one that killed all those people
ran off with millions of dollars in golden parachutes. So everybody did great.
Yeah. What's that noise?
Somebody's mic is on and we're getting clicking.
I hear like a machine going, like clicker, click, click, click. Yeah, it sounds like the old ticker tape machine or something.
Is that you, Deborah?
It's not me. My mic was off. Mm. Nope.
Mysterious sounds.
So Poppy... she had $41 million in stock awarded to her. And that was the bulk of her $51 million pay package.
Like, I take it it's PG&E stock.
Yes, PG&E stock. Which
should be better off getting another company stock, but stuck with her own company.
Marlene Santos, chief customer officer, $7.5 million, including $5 million in stock. Adam Wright, chief operating officer, $6.5 million in total pay, $4.2 million in stock. Listen to this guy, Sumeet Singh, chief risk officer, got $1.5 million in total compensation.
Oh yeah, he's worth that pay.
Chief risk officer, does he decide how much PG&E can burn every year?
Exactly right. He's the one that has to figure out whether it's worth the cost of spending billions to like underground the lines or have to accept the fires and pay them off.
Or just let's burn 1 billion acres this year.
Yeah, I like the way they added a couple of hundred employees to these fire-prone areas in those counties mentioned in this settlement story, but that doesn't sound like a lot to me. It says here they're going to do more inspection and vegetation management. We told you last week that they finally approved these prescribed burns. That's the Native Americans did that for many, many years in California. And we've been talking about that for I don't know how long, that they have to do more of this, whether the environmentalists like it or not. You have to sometimes burn some of the vegetation before it continues to grow and it becomes a huge, humongous fire like some of these were.
Listen to all the catastrophes from PG&E in the last 12 years. In 2010, a gas pipeline ruptured, unleashed a fireball that killed 8 people and destroyed a neighborhood in San Bruno.
San Bruno, yeah.
2015, the Butte Fire killed 2 people, contact between a tree and a power line. 2017, Wine Country Fire. PG&E equipment was linked to multiple fatal fires in a series. 2018, Camp Fire, that was Paradise. 85 people killed, Paradise destroyed. And the 2021 Dixie Fire, it was the second largest wildfire in history in California. And PG&E equipment, the cause of the blaze. You know, they're a disastrous, murderous, destructive company like this that the United States has never seen. A company that's caused more disaster than this, and the CEO is making $51 million. They donate heavily to Gavin Newsom and his dopey wife. And that's and they have a complete bailout system financed by the ratepayers.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
This lovely spring day, we're going to Bidenville. We've got some audio we think you might like to hear. Joe has a real problem figuring out the correct letters that describe one of our big government agencies. This is not the first time he's mixed up the letters. Better not let him get on Wheel of Fortune. He's not going to know what's going on trying to guess the puzzle.
Oh, that is a great sketch. Joe Biden, on Wheel of Fortune. there's a writer named Matt LaBash. He's like he's a political writer. He's a lefty guy, but he wrote a piece that was really funny the other day that I read, and it was, are we really, really going to have a Trump Biden 2024 election? It's like,
yeah, redo.
And he put a link, and
it could be Hillary Trump. So it's
which is even worse. He said, if you doubt Biden's cognitive decline, click this link, which I did. And it was Joe Biden 2015 speaking at the Yale University commencement. And he still had it. He's always been a goof, right? But he was very clear, strong-voiced, confident. His sentence ran from beginning to end. Dramatic what's happened in the last 7 years.
And little or no coverage from most media of this.
I know.
Just about none.
I know.
They don't even talk about it, although it's the internal talk of the White House. And as we mentioned, the only story that came out last year was that staffers are like sitting there on the edge of their seat whenever he's in front of reporters, afraid he's going to start babbling with his nonsense.
Have you heard, 100 years ago, Woodrow Wilson was president?
Have I heard that?
Have you heard like the cover up there? He had a very bad stroke.
Incapacitated,
and his wife ran the White House. And back then, it was 1918. Nobody knew out in the general public. Nobody knew that he could couldn't do anything.
No. All right. Well, we'll be in Bidenville and play you this new audio. These stories are lessons for the genders. They're kind of extreme. I don't think most people do this. I'm sorry, there's more than two genders, but we are going to...
Let's just, for general discussion purposes, let's go with two.
There's a 19-year-old Irish woman that revealed on TikTok that she had to be rushed to the hospital with a burst appendix. And apparently, according to doctors after interviewing her and examining her, the reason was that for 2 years, while dating her boyfriend, she held in her farts in front of him.
So it caused the appendix to burst?
They believe that is a very likely possibility. A young girl, there might be no other reason. She said she would do this. She wouldn't even burp in front of him. She had an aversion to burping and farting in front of people.
So there was a huge backup of gas, 2 years' worth of gas inside her.
Yes. Subsequent blood tests revealed that her appendix had burst appendicitis, and she had to undergo surgery to have it removed. Now, it's yet unclear what causes the affliction, but it can be caused when the tube that joins your large intestine and appendix is blocked or trapped by stool.
Hmm.
So I guess if you're not...
I didn't know there was a tube that attached the appendix to the...
Intestine.
Because, the appendix used to have a role in the body.
Right.
A long time ago, but nobody knows what.
That's why
obviously,
it's the appendix.
Obviously, yeah. It broke down raw meat?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what the appendix was for. Because cavemen would eat raw meat. They couldn't cook it. They didn't invent fire yet.
We don't eat raw meat so much anymore. So
I wonder, I bet you my appendix still works then.
Yeah, you like raw meat.
Yeah. I wonder, maybe mine has been reinvigorated.
Yeah, my mother used to put the chopped beef, like she would just let it melt on the counter.
Yeah.
Like the package of ground beef.
Yeah.
I would sample it.
Oh, it's
I'm
great.
Lucky to be alive.
Well, they serve steak tartare at
fancy
restaurants.
Fancy parties.
Which is, as hors d'oeuvres, raw, which is raw.
Now, the story for the men is an Australian man. This is the topic of manscaping.
Ew. I hate that term.
He nearly lost part of his member because his pubic hair cut off his circulation. It knotted around the tip of his member like a...
How long was it?
They call it hair tourniquet syndrome, in which hair or thread becomes tightly tangled around the genitals, fingers, and other extremities.
What was it?
It can cut off the blood flow.
8 inches long?
What?
Well, the hair shouldn't grow that long. Oh, what are you giggling about?
Some men, it can, yes.
Really?
I guess so. I mean, it grows all around the area.
No, but
so.
It grows and it stops. It's not like the hair on your head.
He was reportedly uncircumcised.
You wouldn't have hair down to your knees.
And he reported to his doctor that he had extreme pain and swelling of his glands. I didn't know that the glands is a scientific term for the tip of your member. The glands.
G-L-A-N-S?
Yeah, yes.
I've heard of that.
Oh.
See, I know about the glands. And Eric knows about the appendix.
Oh.
He never heard of a scissors?
Yeah, if it got that long, I think you do have
to. A little personal grooming?
Well, you got to do some trimming, yeah.
He was just given some drugs or steroids, but because they didn't notice it at first. And then finally, they took an examination of the foreskin and they noticed a complex hair tourniquet of short matted hairs that had horrifyingly encircled the area beneath the glands like a miniature choker. And that was leading to his...
That's so disgusting.
Wow. You so see, gross. You have to do some... I know you hate that term, manscaping.
Well, I guess so, if you're growing it that long.
All right, when we return, we'll be in Bidenville. We think you'll enjoy some brand new audio from the president.
Yeah. John and Ken Show, Deborah Marquez News, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When focus takes hold and distractions fade away, meet Remarkable, the paper tablets specially designed for tasks that demand focus. Take notes, draft, and organize. Remarkable is a digital notebook with the feel of paper and zero interruptions. All of your notes and documents perfectly organized and in one place. It's everything you love about paper, but for the digital age. Visit Remarkable.com today. Remarkable, the paper tablet.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.